Good evening and welcome to Agar Meditation. Today we are not going to have a meditation per se, but we are going to have going to just talk about something that is causing a lot of mental disturbance. And this is the mental disturbance we are going through is from gadgets. Gadgets have become a kind of a target for people. It's targeting people with different kinds of information. So when you find some time, so what do you do during this time? Are you learning something new? Are you going to your gadget and browsing? Because your gadget only has a few apps or several apps, and then most of these apps you don't use. You use a few apps like WhatsApp or it may be Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn or a browser. And what do you browse? What information do you look for? So instead of doing that, would you want to orient yourself to learn something? Do you want to learn a mantra? Do you want to learn something? Do you want to read about something? Do you want to, if you're a software engineer, do you want to certify in something? So how you use the faculties of your body is very important, especially at this moment when we are being bombarded with all kinds of information from all over the place. And it's creating so much chaos, so much disturbance, that I'm seeing people who are losing sleep. I'm seeing people who are worried about their children. And the children are nowhere near where this news is coming from, and yet they have worries. So it is causing mental disturbance. It is causing a lot of emotional disturbance, and even families are discussing about what they see on the internet. It's really an unhealthy atmosphere. So I want to know from you. So this, I want to keep this as a very short and open session. I want to know from you, how are you using your time? So can one of you please unmute and start? How are you using your time on hand? Who wants to start? We'll start with the ones who spend more time at home. Can one of you unmute?
Hi.
Yes,
this is Rajshri. Yeah. So I spend my time at home now. I'm not working. Uh-huh. So most of my time goes in, taking care of the house and cooking, which I really enjoy, and I like to do it, you know, in the best way possible. And I pay a lot of attention to the ingredients that I use. And so that takes a lot of time. But then the remaining time I get, I love to learn new things, for example, languages. So... Mm-hmm. I learned French very late in life, but I learned it well, and I was even teaching and doing translation and interpretation. But I don't do anything regularly as such. Whatever comes my way and what interests me, I do. I don't want a lot of, I don't want to fill everything with things, my day with things, so that I don't get time to breathe also. I don't do that. Then I also love to work with textiles, like natural dyeing and all. So I keep trying different things, and I started learning Sanskrit.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I love to read also.
All right. Thank you. So I understand you are self-motivated and you inspire yourself to do new things. Thank you, Rajshri. So this is phenomenal. So thank you. Sorry I had to cut you, because your list is long and too enterprising. Others might actually feel shy to unmute. So don't get me wrong. Who is next? Who wants to unmute? Purnimaji, you have unmuted.
Yeah, I am learning Sanskrit through Udemy, and I'm learning some music, bhajans, and everything that is where I use that time. Learning new things like Sanskrit. I have already passed 2 to 3 exams.
Oh, very good.
I'm learning. Okay.
So all right. Thank you. Who is next? Jyoti, what about you?
Namaste.
Namaste.
So I have to admit that I am part of the side that you were talking about. So I do spend a lot of time on the phone. Mm-hmm. When I get free time, as a fitness trainer, and I also teach martial arts, ancient martial arts, and like Gada and all that. So I do have to also have a pulse on social media, because I have to post, and I get students like that, I get work like that. So I do post and stuff, but I do also spend unnecessary time online. Not to say that I don't do anything, but I read. I don't read as much as I would like to. But I do read, and even when I'm online, I am learning new stuff from in my field, whatever in my field. And also I go for bike rides, which I like doing. So, that's exercise a lot. So
one of the problems with the social media is once you're posted, then it encourages you to keep checking how many people liked your post, how many people, how many people are communicating with you, how many new connections. So, and then it gives you, well, now that you have posted, you may want to look at posts which are similar to what you have posted. And mm-hmm. then you will click and say, what else are people doing which I can do? But you forget, once you start, you forget that part. You just start browsing and it just takes you elsewhere. So it's very important for you to restrain yourself. Since you posted, you will get replies. You will get replies because there are people. I mean, there are billions of people who are looking at Instagram, and somebody will be interested. And by constantly checking, it's not going to increase your feedback from people. So you have to be very, really cautious about your posting, because that gets to your mind and gets to your emotions. And what you're teaching is not everybody's cup of tea, so, right? Mm-hmm. So somebody has to be really interested to pursue something like that. And also, you would, from a personal space, you would want people to really stay hooked to the practice. But you will see most of the people just come 3 months and then just drop away, and then you'll get others, things like that. So to keep yourself inspired also is a challenge in your field. So staying away from social media would be really, really important, because you need to also increase your vibration as a person. Because once you learn, start teaching, then people come from all kinds of backgrounds and sharing all kinds of information with you, and you must know what to absorb, what not to absorb. So there is a lot of homework that you have to do if you have to stay rooted. Parvati, Devi ji, what about you?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I spend most of the time in puja and cooking. I'm out of social media. I'm not there on Facebook or any kind of things. But sometime I play games in the mobile, but very restricted. Otherwise, majority of the time goes in puja, mantras, and all the spiritual activity what I'm supposed to do, like meditation and etc.
All right. So you are in that league. Good. Okay. There is, I can see people who have joined newly. Recently, there's Annapurna is there. Ahemlata, yes, madam. How are you? What are you doing with your free time?
Namaste, sir.
Namaste.
Sir, generally, I will be busy. I will have no time. But some days when I am free, I'll just scroll the Instagram. And if I like something related to spirituality, so it takes me there, or on YouTube. Or as you said, sometimes if something is nice, if I post, I'll try to see how many people have seen. But generally, I don't post. But otherwise, I do spend some time when I'm free watching. And sometimes I get some new information also when I do that.
Mm-hmm. So when it comes to browsing spirituality, it's important for you to stay rooted in your practice, because there are all kinds of content. Everybody is turned guru overnight, you know, from COVID time. So it's important for you to not seek information from the social media, because you don't know the person. You haven't seen the person. So it's important for you to stay away from it as much as possible. See it only if it's absolutely necessary, where it's unavoidable. Otherwise, I suggest that you by all means avoid social media.
Okay, sir. That was helpful, sir.
Thank you. What about the others, Annapurna?
Yeah. Hi, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
Usually what I do in my free time, I'm a working woman and I have a 5-year-old kid. So okay. I do drawing with my kid, spend some time with her, and I do cooking, cleaning, and I do meditation. I have done this Isha meditation. So whenever I get a time, I do that meditation. And I also learn Vishnu Sahasranama and Lalita Sahasranama whenever I'm free. And I read a lot of books also, sir.
Okay. That's good. That's good. Now, many of the people who are working in the IT industry, many of them have, I won't say many of them, but a few of them would have lost interest in what they're doing. How many of you, with a show of hands, don't like to go to the office on Mondays or try to just start late? Anyone here? Okay, that's interesting. No show of hands. How many of you are really enthused to go to work? Can you please show up, give me a show of hands? All right, what about the others? They're neither here nor there. Okay, so Akbar Basha, how do you spend your free time?
Sir, apart from working, good evening, doctor.
Good evening.
Sir, usually my work is connected with the WhatsApp groups, because I have a lot of teams which usually post the WhatsApp messages for continuously monitoring our electricity distribution system, whatever the fault which occurs. So I usually get update in the WhatsApp group. There are many WhatsApp groups which I am connected to.
Okay, it's
so so it makes me very addictive to the mobile, because each and every 15 minutes I go and check for the update, because usually the team do not call me usually, whatever be the emergency condition, whatever be the incidents, so everything they post basically. So to keep me updated, I check my phone every 15 to 20 minutes. And in the office hours.
Office
when
hours.
In the office hours, after office hours. So, but when I get free time, I now become, I'm little addictive to the mobile, and usually go to the social media, just like YouTube's, for learning purpose, actually to upgrade myself with some new thought process, like in techniques, financial techniques, but it diverts me, and I don't know how much time I usually spend in the YouTube. So I'm a lot more addictive, actually. I need to admit.
Yeah. So when you're spending so much time on the mobile, on gadget, then maybe your learning should be more of book reading rather than going to social media. You may want to purchase books and read, because you have to kill the habit if it is even work related. Because the mind does not differentiate between work and home.
Right. I do not follow one thing. Whenever I enter social media, I have diverted into multiple things. So I even not actually learning anything, because just it is a, at the end of the day, I understand that it is a total waste of time. But still, again, the next day, I do the same thing. I don't know. So to regret at the end of the day.
Yeah, so there is a practice called mandala, You can find it on the NCIS website. Mandala is a practice to balance your personality, which means that to balance your mind, once you have professionally worked in a particular way, then you have to come back to your, to balance your emotions, intellect, your emotions, intellect, your feelings and your sensations. You have to balance that. And that's the reason why this practice is there. So you may want to just look up that practice and use that. So that's very helpful.
Sir, is that the practice is the 8 A's?
Mandala taught us. Mandala is a different practice. The practice
different. Okay.
Yeah, it's a different practice.
Okay.
So what else? So who else? Who else would like to express? What about Mr. Bhattacharji? Okay.
Sir, good evening.
Yes, Mr. Bhattacharji.
Sir, we have met in Chennai.
Yes.
Yeah. So you know my profession.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
So it so happens that in the office hours I don't get time because I'm busy. But during my off times when I am free, maybe in the weekends or in the late evenings, sometime I do scroll the social media, but mostly I am not in Facebook, etc. But LinkedIn, I am there where we have our network people and we have our seniors and everyone who posts our subject related or the topics which are of interest for me in the power sector or in the geology sector or something. I definitely see all of those things, and in between sometimes definitely it so happens that when I am doing so, I cannot always remain stable on only the technical matter. I also go for some kind of YouTube. I see some news clips or something because I'm not so regular to follow the TV channels for the news. So I go there, and if any YouTube's there, some media is there describing some special happenings like Iran war was there. So I was following through the YouTube and some social media type of thing. That's the thing. So it so happens that I get distracted also during my
understand.
Normally I'm
understand. That's the whole reason why we are conducting this this kind of interaction today. It's only because you never know when you're getting distracted. In fact, some of our Agar members are so good at their work, and even they found themselves browsing YouTube, and then it was a awakening call for them to withdraw and then get back to where they were. So Ramesh Babu, what about you?
Sir, namaskaram, sir. So actually I had a problem of though I'm not in the social media, but I used to watch YouTube, but I think in February we had the de-addiction session. So I managed to come out of it. So that is one good thing which happened. And otherwise I don't get into the social media as such. I'm not there.
Okay, good.
And my hobbies are other, suppose I get a time, but the problem is that I'm 24/7 into the job. So others wonder, or that becomes a problem. Why are you like this? So because the government. So others have a problem because of that.
Right. All right. So who else want to tell what you, I mean, I want to listen to those people who are, now we look at focus, look at those people who are focused. What about Tanviji? What about you?
Namaste, doctor. So I'm trying to finish my PhD right now, and I spend many hours in the day in front of the computer screen working. So when I have free time, I try to firstly do some sort of sports to disconnect from work and also reconnect with my body. And I also try to make sure that I cook at least once or twice a day. So then I have like balanced meal, and also then it's a way to take care of myself.
Very nice.
Yeah, and apart from that, I mean, I try to keep social media deleted from my phone because I find that if it's there, then it becomes very easy for me to get into the rabbit hole. So I've been really trying not to have the apps installed at all. That's worked well for me.
Good.
But I do struggle with switching off, especially after having stared at the screen for so long. I find it difficult to kind of come back into my body, to even enjoy meditation. Like, it takes me some time to get into meditation. So yeah, I think the mandala practice that you suggested is something that's very interesting. I'll look into that because that might help to sort of
go
out of the cognitive. Yeah.
It balances your personality really well. Right. I would actually suggest there is another practice. Of course, we don't have it on the website right now, but there's a practice of the yin yang. You know the yin yang, which looks like, you know, it looks more like a tennis ball with two dots. So you have,
yeah,
right. You have the black dot on the white surface and the white dot on the black surface. So you can, so that's also a good practice. I will share it in the group in some time. So that's a good practice to balance your masculine and feminine aspects. So that is something that you may want instead of the mandala, because yours is more of a, PhD is more of a masculine aspect, which has got to do with a lot of knowledge. What is the reason why I'm talking about masculine is because it is emotionally dry. And of course the, so you need to get back to your emotions, and that's where cooking is one of the things that you're doing. And connecting to it, your body and all those things are definitely more feminine. But then when you say that you struggle to get back, probably that's what you need to do. You can try the mandala. If it doesn't work, you can come back to the yin yang.
Thank you so much.
All right. So Akash Verma, how are you, sir?
I'm good, sir.
Thank you. How do you spend your time?
Watching really reels most of the time in the free time. Okay. On YouTube.
Okay. Would you want to get out of it?
Sure.
Not, you're not doing it for me.
No, it's for me. I wanted to get out of it. Many times I switch off my phone, but again, after some times I switch on it, and again, I am seeing myself scrolling.
How old are you?
I'm 40 years old.
You're 40. So how would you want to use your time?
I wanted to use in gaining the knowledge and learning new things, but I could not focus. I could not sit for more than 20 or 30 minutes. After that, I get back to the mobile and start exploring the
world. So what is your profession?
I'm in a sales engineer.
You're a sales engineer. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a profession you choose? You chose, or did the profession choose you?
Profession chose me.
So what is it that you want to do?
It's still not clear in my life.
You're 40 already. So just spend time with yourself, no gadgets, and try to figure out what you want to do. Because when you get old, you'll get frustrated. Then you will get different ailments. They all come primarily because you never connected to yourself. So connect back to yourself. One of the good ways of doing it is to start connecting to any kind of God, you know, idol, worship. Start doing that so that you start getting back to your emotions. Otherwise, your emotions will be haywire. You'll suddenly get angry, suddenly feel sad, you know. So all that will begin to happen. There'll be discontentment, disinterest. That's what will happen. So it's important for you to connect back to yourself, because that's where life is.
Okay.
That's where life is. So it's important for you to connect back. Okay.
Oops. Thank you.
So the reason why we are conducting this session is primarily because we have seen people becoming victims in different ways. And so it's important for you to stay away from it. And when I say victim, that I mean that they are getting so affected by it, like what Ramesh Babu told, that they have to go through a de-addiction center. It's becoming common. So it was in the US, but now we have de-addiction centers, gadget de-addiction centers in India as well. It's not a good thing. It's not a safe thing because it takes you away from yourself. And gadgets are make you feel lonely. It's a very, it makes you feel that you're disconnected from everybody. It just gives you so much of, so much information, so much color, so much vibrance, so much speed. And in the speed, you're not able to, the world is not so fast. Nothing is so fast except gadgets and what we have created. Everything that we have created is very fast. But everything in the world is not very fast. It's not so colorful. It's kind of very, you know, pastel. It's kind of very, very flat. And there is vibrance in that. There is life in that. There is everything in that. But social media gives you that kick. It gives you that high. But it takes you away from yourself. So you have to be careful.
Okay.
So this is just a suggestion. I'm nobody to advise. It's just a suggestion because when you get to that loneliness, then it becomes very difficult for you to get out of it. You need help, and you wouldn't want that help because the kick is something that is more pleasurable
in
life itself. Before it gets to you, please get out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I will work on it.
Thank you. Apurv Kumar, what about you, sir?
Namaste, sir. Good evening.
Namaste.
Yeah, so Akash is actually my childhood friend. I just forward, we talked and I just forward the link to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, okay, so, no, I do have the same issue. I do scroll. At times I try to get away from it, but then the resistance is not very strong. And I do find myself scrolling again after a point of time.
Yeah, so let's get to the base of this, okay? This is for not only for the two of you, but for everyone here. Let's get to the base of it, okay? As long as you have something to learn, you will not go back to the phone, all right? Something, you learn to play an instrument, or you learn a mantra, you learn a song, maybe a movie song, or you learn a bhajan or whatever. As long as you are learning, you will not be a victim. All right? So find out what you love doing. Find out what you love doing. So except eating. Don't go and eat charts and spoil your health. That's not one of the things that you love doing. Should not be. So if you're learning music, or if you're learning some, or you want to learn something scientific, all right, what I'm talking about, something away from your field, you want to learn something about surgery, you want to learn something about recovery or recuperation, how do muscles heal, or something, it may not be your direct topic, but it may be some interesting invention that happened, anything like that, but it should not be on your phone. Don't use your phone to access it. Because phone gives you all kinds of information. It doesn't give you what you ask for. It gives you so much that you forget what you asked for. So don't use your phone. Go read a magazine or anything, any kind of a print media, anything that is limited. You flip a few pages, it's over. It's no more there. It'll not give you 1,000 pages of information. So find out what you want to do. Find out what you love doing. So that is what is actually relaxing. That is what is actually rejuvenating. That's what actually frees you from any kind of stress and strain. So find, and for this, you can, I don't want you to do your Agar meditation. I don't want you to do your Maypole meditation or the Cosmic Tree meditation. I don't want you to do anything. Just sit with yourself. Sit with yourself. Turn the phone. Don't touch the phone. Sit with yourself half an hour, 1 hour. You know, many years ago, there was this man, he had an ailment, he had recovered from cancer, and I told him, I want you to take a picture of a rising sunrise. I mean, I want you to actually click a photo of a sun rising, because he was on the very top floor of his apartment, and he could see the sun rising, and put it on the eastern wall of your bedroom, all right? I told him this. 2 years later, I asked him, did you put that photograph on the wall? He said, I've been waiting for the time. So he's in Panargatta Road in Bangalore. So I cycled to his place from my house, which is about 20 plus kilometers. And then I took him out into the national park and we sat on a boulder. And he said, I've been wanting to do this for a very long time. It's his backyard. It's his backyard. I went, cycled 20 kilometers to sit on this boulder, and he just had to walk a few steps with me to sit on the boulder. So this is what loneliness looks like. All right? You get so lethargic and lazy in your head. That's because there's so much information that's buzzing in your head when what you watch in social media that you can't process. You try to process, something else takes over. It immediately takes over your mind and you lose yourself, which is why it's so important to stay away from any of these gadgets. You have to, if you want to be focused, attentive, if you want to enjoy life, if you want to enjoy today, if you want a good night's sleep, you must have accomplished something. This is how serotonin and dopamine works. When you accomplish something, and what do we mean by accomplishing something? You solved a problem. You solved a problem. Now, whose problem are we solving? You solve people's problem. Somebody benefited because of you. That's called solving a problem. And that somebody shouldn't be you. So somebody benefited because you solved a problem. And when you do that, your mind and emotions, they experience gratitude. They experience beautiful feelings. And that's what causes your serotonin and dopamine to go up. And that's what gets you good sleep. That's what rejuvenates your cells. That's what makes your body to work well. So make sure that you are transforming somebody's life. You are bringing a positive turn in somebody's life. It could be a blind man crossing the street. You could just hold his hand and just make him cross the street. Start somewhere. Get out of the gadget habit. It's not a good thing. It's for all of us. I don't indulge in gadgets. I uninstall LinkedIn from my phone. I have YouTube on my phone, but I rarely touch YouTube. Instagram, I don't know when I logged in. My daughter posts something, she takes my phone, she opens Instagram and she clicks that like and say that now I have a like from dad. WhatsApp is the only thing that I check, but I'm not on it all the time. I don't use the mobile for browsing. I never watch the news. I don't have a television at home, so I don't watch any of the gadgets for long. We do watch, my family watches movies, but I feel 3 hours is a waste of time. So thank you so much for connecting today. And let's connect again next weekend. Until then, have a good weekend.